Hello, everybody. It's time for episode number 5 of the Low Carb Universe show. Hi, hello. Hannah.
Hello, Bitte.
We are actually together physically. No, no. But we're at the same place today. Oh, never mind. They can hear that. We're at the same place in my kitchen in Stocksund in Sweden. And we can I can tell you it's very cold, and it's like terrible winter outside, and it's been snowing and
there's a reason why I don't live in Sweden anymore.
Yeah, and there's a reason why I'm really longing to go to Mallorca this Sunday.
Yes, it's going to be it can't get worse, so.
But the sun is up now.
Yes, at least that for another, 3 minutes. And it's already 2:30, so yay.
Okay, let's get a grip. So what are we going to talk about today?
Today we will not only talk about how much we're waiting to go to Mallorca in just a couple of days, we will also talk about recent low-carb events that we've attended.
Yes. You start with the yes. event. Yes.
So by the time you listen to this, 2 weeks ago, I went to the German LCHF Congress in Düsseldorf, Germany, which was arranged for the second time. And I have to say it was really, really good. Like, it was really nice to see all the people and learn some new things and enjoy, you know, like it is at conferences, like you spend time with people who are like-minded, and you don't have to talk about what you're eating and why and all of these things. It's really nice. And it was really well organized. There were a couple of amazing speakers and topics, as well as some really good exhibitions outside of products, keto products and stuff like that. Even our fellow Swede Michel Lundell was there with ketonics. Yeah, his German skills maybe didn't last all the way, but no. He was very happy anyway.
Yeah, the same with me. The only thing I know in German is like bitte.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, I can't do German. I can't speak German. Yes.
Yeah.
Bitte is yeah.
So. It had expanded from last year. It was 1 day. This year it was 2 days, so it had doubled in size. And the amazing, lovely ladies from LCHF Germany were very good at organizing and keeping everyone on track. And there I was part of a panel on diabetes, so that was very exciting while listening to all the other experts. The day was kind of long because German is my fourth language, so it got kind of heavy towards the end, but luckily I got a good night's sleep in between and could continue the second day with the new power.
Yes. Empowered.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. And we can tell you that this weekend we went on a cruise.
Yes.
A Swedish low-carb cruise with about 300 people coming, I think. Mm-hmm. And we started off with dinner Saturday night and dancing and talking and chatting and networking. And it's very interesting to meet people like this, just as Hannah said. When you come together with other low-carbers, you don't have to explain. You just are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very nice. And Sunday morning, we started off with the lectures. And diet doctor Andreas Enfeld started the day.
Of course.
Yeah, and he's coming to LCU 18.
He is.
Yes.
So we got a little preview of what he's going to talk about.
Yeah. And then we had another interesting Swedish doctor, Peter Martin, and he was speaking about functional medicine, and that was really interesting.
That was really intriguing, and it made me want to go to functional medicine practitioner as well. So if you know anyone, you can just give me that works internationally, because I know I won't find one in Switzerland, I don't think. But if you know someone, just, you know, leave me a note somewhere on the interwebs, and and I can contact them, because that was really intriguing.
Yeah, I think the holistic touch of it, yeah, and so many tests and everything. And I don't have any chronic disease or something, but I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, but it's because, I think it's because the more info you have, the more you can do about it.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Or actually, we're just numbers nerds.
Yeah.
When it comes to values and stuff. Yeah. Not when it comes to money or, you know,
anything. Diagrams and things. Oh,
that's
it.
Not so fun. But, you know, health numbers, they're fantastic.
Yeah. And number three on the speaker list was Ann Fernholm, also a speaker on LCU 18. She is a co-founder of the Dietary Science Foundation.
Yes.
That raises funds for independent dietary
research.
Yeah. And has a lot of good news, had a lot of new good news just 1 week ago about different studies going on. So that's something really cool.
Yeah, and her presentation was very, very interesting,
yes.
I have to say. It was brand new.
Yeah.
And she hadn't shared this before with anyone else, but I guess...
No, we were the first.
So special.
Yeah.
but it was really, really interesting. Yeah. And after that, we enjoyed a... LCHF lunch.
Yeah, a special offer.
Actually really good.
It was really good. Tomato tasting Bernese sauce. And some beef or something. Yeah. And then we had quite a long lunch, 2.5 hours. But you know,
gave us time to go shopping.
Tax-free
shopping.
Tax-free
is awesome.
Shopping. And then we had they divided the group,
yeah,
and you could decide what subject you wanted
to. So a little bit like our workshops in the afternoons, but not the same.
But you could go to an afternoon with health and weight loss, or an afternoon based mostly on diabetes.
Yes.
And Hanna Boetius made her Swedish debut as a speaker.
I did.
First ever speech in Swedish.
Yeah, I've spoken, as you might know, a few times in English and also in German a couple of times, but never in Swedish, which was weird. So I've done that too. That was awesome. I loved it, as always.
She did well. Of course
Thank
she
you,
did
Bitte.
Well.
You have to say that because you're sitting right next to me and I can really hear you.
She can pinch me in my kidney or something if I say something else. No, but she was actually very good. So, 5 lies that your diabetes doctor
tells you. Yeah, well, 5 lies that your doctor tells you about diabetes.
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, and no, I think it came across very well. And after me, or I was followed by another fellow type 1 diabetic called Patrik Olsson, who started Smart Diabetics, which both Bitte and I have been involved in before. And he talked about complications because he's blind from from the shitty
dietary advices.
He got when he got type 1, and so he's actually completely blind.
And a girlfriend of his died, also type 1, in complications after a kidney transplant. It's such a sad story.
So tragic.
Very, very tragic. So, ooh. Yeah. And after that?
After that, there was a panel with Dr. Annika Dahlqvist, who is the LCHF hero of Sweden, or heroine, because she's
queen
female.
Of low carb,
queen of low carb. And Ralf Sundberg, who's a researcher and all these things, also a surgeon. Yeah. And Lars-Erik Litzfeldt, who some of you met at Low Carb Universe 17 in November. He was a speaker speaking about resistant starch. And that was very interesting. Very many good questions, very many interesting points of view. And no, I think we had a good time. And then meanwhile, in the other end of the ship, there was a weight loss and health similar concept. And there you could find Tommy Runesson, who was also with us at LCU 17. He's coming back for LCU 18.
Because he's so good.
Yeah, he's really like real life
guy, relaxed
And also there you could find Martina Johansson, who's joining us next week for Keto Ladies.
Such a lineup we got for our events.
Well, did we get them all from this boat?
Not all of them. No, we had them before, you know.
We were first.
No, they've been talking and some other places, I think. Yeah, yeah, but and then we finished the day with fika, as we say in Sweden.
Swedish fika.
Everybody wants a Swedish fika. but no buns.
No, it was vegetables. And weirdly enough, like cheese? Cracker.
A cracker, but I think they didn't understand. Yeah, but you could just avoid it. We didn't eat it. But it was like cheese and olives and things. So, yeah.
And then we got off the boat after very intense 24 hours. Yeah. We went home and we slept like babies.
Yeah. Oh, I slept like a dead because there was an after party outside my cabin door the night between Saturday and Sunday. So it was quite a bit,
And also we were cruising through very thick ice during the night.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was very cool, but it was very noisy. So it was, I don't think many people actually got a good night's sleep between there, which is sort of detrimental when you're trying to be productive and... and try to make sense the next day.
Oh, yeah. But it was fun.
So now we're really, really, really waiting to get to Mallorca and get on with our keto ladies. Because it's going to be so great. And it sort of concludes our Europe tour for this time.
Yes, it actually does. Carb. Yeah.
And then I have a few more events later on, and then we reconvene in Europe in November.
Yeah.
For LCU18.
And today is actually the last day you can buy tickets for Keto Ladies. We're closing the web shop. Ticket sale tomorrow when you wake up. It's closed.
When I wake up.
Oh, when I wake up, yeah. In this side of the world.
Yes. Yeah, so today, Thursday, the 1st of March, is your very, very last day to buy your ticket for Keto Ladies. We still have some space, and it'd be lovely if you would join us. And also remember that we do these events. They might just be one chance in a lifetime.
Exactly. This is just something we came up with.
And we might not... to redo Keto Ladies. So this might be your first and only and last chance at the same time. That's kind of scary.
Exactly. Because next year we might have another idea of something interesting, subjects or that we think we need to concentrate and focus on.
Yeah.
So,
so grab your chance while you still have it.
Yeah. And then we, of course, have our November.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our signature event, LCU18. With lots of amazing speakers who are coming, and we're still releasing more and more. So keep your eye on our speaker page.
And you can buy tickets already now.
Absolutely.
And we started selling.
Yes.
Yes, because people want to go there.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've been selling tickets for Keto Ladies as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, do we have something...
No, we're just we need to really say? Excited to get to meet you at Keto Ladies and to gather all of this wonderful information about women's health, female health, hormones and feelings and emotions and...
having a nice time and getting new friends
and a bit of movement.
Relaxing and...
Joy.
Yoga.
Yes.
Breathing.
Yes. And a bit of humor. How do you say that?
Yeah, self.
Laughing at ourselves.
Distance.
Yes.
Yeah, look at yourself and have a good life. Laugh. And some vanity.
Yes. Ooh, we have baked in some vanity for you.
Yes. Friday night after dinner.
Yeah.
We have a makeup artist coming.
Yes.
For those of you interested in that.
Yeah, and she's going to have a small presentation about how you can...
Glam.
Too glam to give a damn.
too glam to give a damn. Then picked it up.
So now we will say goodbye to you in our full cashmere gear here. And down jackets and big poofy crappy blah. I'm so tired of it. I want to go home. But instead I will go to Mallorca, and there will be a temperature difference of about 20 degrees
Celsius
and even
from
more.
Here. Yeah, it's going to be... Super awesome. So next
week we will be potting to you from Mallorca.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.